You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
Hi, it's Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean here with attorney Betsy Ingram. And today we're going to talk about pediatricians and birth injuries, and specifically why your pediatrician may not be telling you that there was malpractice during your birth. Good afternoon, Betsy.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Betsy, first of all, what is a birth injury?
Birth injury is something that occurs during the delivery process of a baby that causes either cognitive, mental, or physical problems with the baby as it grows older.
And can you give us some examples of birth injuries?
Sure. So one of the most common is called cerebral palsy, which is, again, a series of cognitive or physical problems that a child and baby has. They are range from anything from not being able to walk to not being able to speak. Sometimes it's more mild. That's one of the most common, and those often occur because of a deprivation of oxygen to the baby's brain during the birth.
And, you know, as is often the case when you have a young child, the pediatrician is testing developmental milestones. And so the pediatrician may be the first one to realize that the child is not meeting developmental milestones or not hearing things properly or reflexively responding in different ways. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the pediatrician's role is to assess whether the child is meeting milestones in addition to health issues that the pediatrician's addressing. Also, obviously, the pediatrician's very important in the first year, especially to assess whether or not the baby is meeting all its developmental milestones. So the pediatrician is going to be looking out for that. But that's the pediatrician's job, is to focus on the baby and the child and how they're presenting at the time of the appointments. They're not so much interested in what happened to get to that point. They're really interested in how the child and the baby are presenting now and what they can do to maybe help if there are something going on that shouldn't be.
So would your pediatrician, would that be a person who might tell you that that there was malpractice, that there was medical malpractice or medical negligence during the birth of the child?
Well, a pediatrician is really going to be focused, like I said, on the baby and the child at the time that they see the baby. They're not so much focused on what was going on with the mother during the delivery. The pediatrician wasn't there. They don't know exactly what happened. They probably haven't looked at the medical records. So they really don't know. They don't have the facts available to them to know whether or not medical negligence has happened. That's one reason that they might not say anything. Another reason they might not say anything is a pediatrician is not an obstetrician. Obstetricians deliver babies. Pediatricians do not. Pediatricians see babies after they're delivered. So a pediatrician is not necessarily going to be familiar with what an obstetrician is supposed to be doing at the time of a birth. So they're not going to know what we call the standard of care that an obstetrician has to abide by. They're simply not in the position to judge whether or not the obstetrician made a mistake. So very frequently, the pediatrician might not say anything at all about there being medical negligence present.
Could there be any other reasons why they might not say anything?
Sure. You know, the medical community, like any professional community, is not a large one in Connecticut. There's just not that many doctors, and they know each other. And the pediatrician might feel very uncomfortable saying something about one of their colleagues, particularly when they don't have all the information available. So even if the pediatrician suspects that something happened that shouldn't have, they may be unwilling or unready to come out on the record and say that.
So whether or not a pediatrician believes it or says it, it doesn't really matter for a birth injury case.
No, I would not go by what your pediatrician says or doesn't say in terms of deciding whether or not you have a claim that needs to be investigated further.
And if somebody was interested in investigating a claim further, what are the steps that they should be taking?
First of all, you need to find a personal injury attorney that you trust, someone that you feel will be comfortable with you and your family, that you'll be comfortable with, and then contact them. And then we, as our role as personal injury attorneys, we know what to do next, which is gather the medical records of you and the baby, examine them, and then have them reviewed by a medical expert to determine whether or not there was medical negligence.
And would it be common for that attorney to get the pediatrician's records?
Absolutely. You need to get the pediatrician's records to see how the child is doing now, and that's how we assess, you know, what are the problems that the child is having.
And Betsy, if somebody is, you know, they suspect, you know, their pediatrician's told them that they've not met developmental milestones, how long does somebody have to make a claim to you know, investigate whether or not that there was a birth injury?
They have not longer than 3 years from the date of the birth, but really it should be 2 years because that is when the statute of limitations runs in most cases. There can be some circumstances in which it's extended to 3 years, but you really want to get the claim investigated well before that two-year mark because many times if you know that there's something going on before the two-year mark, you're going to need that time to get the claim investigated and looked at by a medical expert.
And if somebody was looking to reach out to you because they suspect that there may be a birth injury claim, what's the best way for them to do that?
So you can email me at Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, at CTTrialFirm, all one word, .com, or call the office at 860-471-8333.
And we'll put Betsy's contact information right in the, you know, right below this video with the phone number and a link so that you can contact her. And I think, Betsy, that's a very important point, that if you're wondering about it, the best thing you can do is to get this checked out as soon as possible, because it's going to take a birth injury attorney some time to come up to speed, to get the records, to get it evaluated by an expert. So it's not one of these things that you can wait last minute on. And, you know, one of the things that I know you'll do is if there's not a case, like you will give them that peace of mind and you will tell them that it's not a case.
Absolutely. But then at least you've investigated it and you can have some peace of mind there.
Well, thank you, Betsy. It's been very informative.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.